Buddha's Child, My Fight to Save Vietnam, by Nguyen Cao Ky, with Marvin J. Wolfe. Chapter 1. Premiere. Playing with my toddler son and daughter, laughing and teasing, and very much enjoying fatherhood, I was spending a rare, quiet evening in my quarters at Tonson Hut Air Base. Then my wife beckoned me to the telephone, and the voice of an army officer told me that there was an emergency. The Armed Forces Council was to meet in a Prime Minister's office immediately. I threw on my uniform and hurried off. It would be a long time before I would again enjoy the leisure to roll around on the floor with my children. In Prime Minister Phan Wee Kwat's office, I found several army generals, along with Kwat and President Phan Kak Shu, South Vietnam's chief of state. I learned that Kwat and Shu were determined to resign their posts. Shu was a picture postcard of Vietnam's past. Although trained in France as an agricultural engineer, this goateed octogenarian, a member of the Cao Dai sect, wore the black silk robes and circular cap that in the colonial era had symbolized a mandarin, a learned official. Such dress had gone out of fashion in my father's time. To Americans of the 1960s, Shu looked like a character from a Charlie Chan movie. Appearing equally obsolete, Dr. Phan Wee Kwat, leader of the Dai Viet Party, was a frail, white-haired schoolmaster, then in his 60s. Together, they were symbolic of Vietnam's biggest problem: too many leaders and not enough leadership. In the 18 months since an army coup d'etat toppled the repressive Ngo Dinh Diem in November 1963, five military-dominated regimes had held power in Saigon. After so much infighting, the military brass was sick of politics. The generals hoped that the fans...